Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check, check, 1, 2, check. Two, 1, 2, check. Vince in the Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday, June 30, 2013. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And I'm very excited for tonight's show. I'm going to be joined by two guests tonight who are going to fill me in on Chalkgate. Yes, Chalkgate. if you're not familiar with it, it's a hashtag on Twitter right now. And it's in reference to protests which were sparked in response to the story of a man in San Diego who is facing up to 13 years in prison for writing anti-bank slogans in chalk on a public sidewalk. My guests tonight, Jack Harrer 20 and Cassandra Rules, are both going to be with me tonight to talk about this. Cassandra participated in demonstrations this weekend in support of 40-year-old Jeffrey Olson, who was on trial for expressing his opinions on sidewalks outside 3 Bank of America branches. I believe down in San Diego. He's charged with 13 counts of vandalism. Jury deliberations began Friday. If convicted, Olson faces up to 13 years in prison. And it's really a fucking weird story. And I now know 3 of I Has Candy's socks. Thank you, I Has Candy, for tweeting out the show, and thank you for tweeting it out with your 3 sock accounts, too. So this story, I just couldn't believe. And I talked with, or chatted on Twitter with Cassandra and Jack Harrer, and they made me aware of the situation, and it's really wild. There's no evidence that he wrote anything obscene, so there's no obscenity charges that they could lay on him. His messages were in chalk on the sidewalk, public sidewalk, could easily be erased, and they were. They were hosed off the sidewalk, and from all indications, those messages didn't really upset many people at all. But still, Jeffrey Olson is on trial for expressing his opinions on sidewalks outside 3 Bank of America branches. He's charged with 13 counts of vandalism. Just what did Olson say on the sidewalks that led to complaints from the bank and the vandalism charges? The things he wrote to express his anger over the financial mess that banks got into and the federal bailout they needed in 2008 included, no thanks, big banks. Shame on Bank of America. I believe this was all outside of Bank of America branches. The messages were always on city streets with washable chalk, never crude messages, never vulgar, clearly topical. And I guess Olson had been yapping outside of the courtroom about this matter, and it kind of made his judge a little bit butthurt because the judge imposed a gag order on both the prosecution and the defense. This case has understandably raised questions in San Diego about whether authorities should be even prosecuting Olson. I believe Olson would even wrote slogans talking smack about the mayor. And I believe the mayor is actually supporting Olson, saying that these charges should be thrown out. They're ridiculous. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I read or heard somewhere that they're not going to be able to use the First Amendment as a defense for this conduct. So that's really interesting. Holy shit. iHasCandy has a lot of socks. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, including his, 10. 10 socks. Excuse me, pardon me. So yeah, so tonight I'm going to have Cassandra Rules and Jack Herrer on to join me and talk about this nonsense. Chalkgate is what they're calling it. And then we can open it up after that. We can open it up to anything and everything. There's plenty to talk about outside of the world of chalk. It was Pride weekend this weekend. Happy Pride, everybody. Yeah. Gay Pride was this weekend, and it was glorious. A shit ton of people, like over 3 trillion people, I think, were in downtown San Francisco today to celebrate the event. And it was glorious. It's the same weekend that the Supreme Court overturned Prop 48 here in California. So there were a bunch of gay newlyweds who were celebrating this weekend as well. So it was probably the gayest day in the history of San Francisco, the gayest weekend, at least, in the history of San Francisco. And, of course, there was the Bradley Manning contingent who were protesting there today as well. They're butthurt because Bradley Manning wasn't named the Pride Grand, the Grand Marshal of the Pride Parade. Allegedly, somebody on the SF Pride Committee had overstepped their bounds and announced that Bradley Manning was going to be the Grand Marshal of ceremonies. And quickly, right after that, SF Pride denounced that and said that they were not going to be naming Bradley Manning the Grand Marshal of ceremonies or whatever. So a bunch of people were protesting today against that, because I guess Bradley Manning is entitled to be the Grand Marshal of SF Pride, apparently. Because a handful of people think he should, therefore he should. Yeah, so that's going on. A shit ton of other stuff is going on. Nick is asking me, Vince, how many needles did you throw on the street? 0. I don't shoot up, bro. But speaking of which, there was a shit ton of litter and garbage and trash that was left after the event. So allegedly, these folks had take a lot of pride in their sexuality, but not a whole lot of pride in their city, because they fucking trashed it. Yeah. So any hoot, I am speaking of Bradley Manning, I have a song here I'm going to play, and I'm going to hopefully come back after the song and be joined by Jack Herrer 20 and Cassandra Rules to talk about Chalkgate. But Cassandra wanted me to play a song for her, and Is it by the Flowbots? Yeah, here we go. This is by the Flowbots. This track is entitled Bradley Manning. I believe Bradley Manning is still on trial. I think everybody forgets that because everybody's got their panties in a wad over Eric Snowden. And I noticed that I've been purposely calling him Eric Snowden because I accidentally was calling him that, and I just kept calling him Eric Snowden. It's, of course, Edward Snowden. But I just recently found out that there were two talking heads on one of these cable news stations that referred to him as Eric Snowden as well. So, go figure. Anywho, before I take a break here, I want to say big ups, give a big ups to the early chit chatters, actions, okay, actions, welcome, Antichrist 73, welcome Antichrist 73, Canadian Glenn, hey, what's up Canadian Glenn? Chef Bone RD in the house. Chef Bone RD. Dr. Jeep in the building. Welcome, Dr. Jeep. Aikukan. All right. Frank the Tank. What up, Frank the Tank? Free it all. Several guest listeners. iBots in the house. What up, iBots? Nick Knack in the house. What's up, Nick Knack? Porno Puppy. What up, Porno Puppy? We got like all three members of Maple Sec in the house. Nick Knack, Porno Puppy. Canadian Glenn, I had a Freudian slip. What was my Freudian slip? Did I say maple something else? Maple sec. Maple syrup. Yeah, Art Parno Puppy, Knick Knack, and Canadian Glenn, the three members of Maple Sex. It doesn't matter. Prison reform movement in the house. What's up, prison? Jesus Christ, my mic's breaking up on me. What up, prison reform movement? Welcome back to the show. And Tolkis in the house. What up, Tolkis? Also, Your Anus News. Your Anus News. All right. Well, I got a shit ton of people on the switchboard. If you're called in to talk, you got to press the number 1. Press the number 1 on your keypad to alert me that you've called in to speak on the show, especially if your name is Cassandra or Jack Harrer 20. If either of you have called in, press the number 1, and I will get you on the show. Okay, people have raised their hands. I'm going to go screen these calls and come right back. This is a track for Cassandra Rules. It's called Bradley Manning, and it's from the Flowbots.
One young man crossed over the Iraqi border for the first time and began marching to orders. 2009, November, 1 month in, private first class, saw soldiers shooting reporters, grabbing the gas, and then they died. And the boys laughed. It was like a child torturing ants with a magnifying glass. And when they died, he ran with the gas. He felt the shells and the blast impact. He had to tell somebody.
Superstitious, but I hope you'll believe me when I tell you that my whole world will end if I cannot be with you.
Uncle Sam wants you.
And now he's in the prison cell.
Freedom ain't free.
While I'm out here living well,
it ain't fair.
He stays there.
Think about the time, sir.
Wanna stand and shout, wanna sing so loud.
You can hear us speak. And what I'm seeing on the screen.
Screaming and race running.
Another scene.
Bleeding and face numbing.
And when they die,
boys laugh. I wanna shake someone. I wanna scream. If you see something, say something.
Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Back with you, and we are now joined by Jack Harrer. Jack Harrer, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
It's going fantastical. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm here.
Okay. And you are a proud participant in the Chalk Gate hashtag?
Yes, very much so. It's Chalk Song been my favorite medium of expression, I guess you'd say.
Uh-huh. Cool. And I also have with me a cohort of yours on that hashtag, Cassandra Rolls. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So much better now that you're here.
Good.
Yeah. No, I'm really glad you guys pointed out this story to me. Which of you ran into this first? Do you know, or who stumbled across this?
Somebody sent it to me. I'm not sure.
Okay. So you just found out about it on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe it. Looking around there, and I saw something about a man getting arrested for chalk drawing.
Right. And, there's been a lot of chalk drawing going. I remember, wasn't there some going on in L.A. for a while?
Yeah, that was Alexander Schaefer, who was actually at the rally this weekend.
Oh, wait, there's another dude in L.A. that's being charged, too, or was charged?
Yeah, he went outside the Chase Banks and did the same thing. I'm not sure. I can't remember what the outcome of that was, though.
So when did this start? Do you know when this guy was originally doing his chalking? It was like a long time ago, wasn't it?
Well, it was October of 2011.
Oh, really?
Jeff
October
was drawing last year.
I'm sorry, Cassandra, what'd you say?
Sleeping outside with a sign, and then eventually confronted by the VP of security for during the National Bank Transfer Day. They were trying to convince people to switch to like nonprofit credit unions and things along those lines. And I believe around February of 2012, he began chalking for about the next 6 months or so.
Right. Jack, I'm guessing you are not in California.
No, not so much. I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm thinking North Carolina, South Carolina.
No, not quite.
Further south?
Not quite. I live in Kentucky as well. I'm in Kentucky as well.
Right. Okay. I knew you were in the South. So you were obviously not at the demonstrations that happened yesterday, I believe, right?
No.
You're perfect. You're kind of like just totally following this online.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. That's cool. And we have Cassandra, who's not only following this online, but also is ground fagging at the actual demonstrations. What was that, yesterday that you guys went down there and chalked?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday.
It was really fun.
Yeah, what happened? Tell us what happened yesterday.
Well, I got there, and Jeff Olson was there, and a few other people were trickling in. I went a little early, and the cops were there. At first, the cops were outnumbering protesters. I mean, there was probably at least a dozen cops standing around wasting money. But they sectioned off an area that was 4 feet from the courthouse out onto the sidewalk, and the sidewalk was probably about 10 feet, maybe 12 feet. They let us go 4 feet out from the end of the building where the entrance was to the corner of the building. And then that started filling up really fast, so they extended it around the corner and gave us 20 extra feet. But it was cool. People were just going crazy drawing. Jeff said that he promised his lawyer that he wouldn't chalk, but he really wanted to.
He's got a gag order. Can't even talk about the cake.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him a little bit.
What do you talk to him about? The weather? Sports?
No, I talked to him about what was going on. Well, the thing is, like, the gag order was put on place on him, the witnesses, the jury, and anybody even remotely involved, which is super unprecedented in a misdemeanor case anyway. But he could speak a little bit about it. As soon as you started questioning him too much, though, he would put on a piece of duct tape over his mouth that said gag order. So he couldn't say much, but what he told me basically was that he's sure he'll be found guilty and that he'll likely win on appeal. And he's kind of almost hoping for that to happen because he's an activist and wants to make his point, and he thinks that it'll make him look stupider if he does win on appeal. I mean, he's a really smart guy. He was just like...
That's weird. So it sounds like this judge just has it out for him now.
Well, the interesting thing about the judge and actually the San Diego City Attorney, Jan Goldsmith, is that Jan is planning to run for mayor in 2016, and she's taken
the drudge? The judge is running for mayor?
No, the city attorney who's prosecuting.
Oh, the prosecuting attorney is running for mayor.
Yeah, Jan Goldsmith. And she has taken huge contributions from Bank AmeriCorps and Merrill Lynch in the past. And another interesting thing about it all was that this week the city staff recommended Bank of America to be the city's bank of record. So... They're pretty deep in Bank of America's pocket, which is, I think, why the gag order was placed on him. Because, I mean, who puts a gag order on a misdemeanor case of vandalism, you know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, he wasn't exactly making it hard for the judge to do something like that, though. Wasn't he kind of... just sort of mouthing off.
Well, he called bullshit on Jan Goldsmith because she took huge contributions from Bank of America. Well, from Bank AmeriCorps and from Merrill Lynch. So
he's talking about that.
He said something about it.
So he was saying stuff like that about that outside of the courthouse, just on his own?
Right, which he has every right to point out. I mean, it's not like he was making stuff up. That's what's going on. And the fact that they stifled his freedom of speech, they barred him from mentioning the First Amendment, free speech, free expression, public forum.
Isn't that ironic?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This almost sounds like a troll. This is an
right.
Onion story. This is borderline an Onion story.
I agree. It's just completely absurd. And the other thing that kind of pisses me off about the whole thing is that in 2011 in San Diego, a pro-life group went and they chalked all these like abortion clinics in San Diego. And they put pictures of themselves chalking them up all over Facebook, and nobody was charged in those. And that's the same thing, you know, it was an activist group going out, chalking. Why didn't they get charged? Yeah, same thing.
What about Verizon?
What?
They do their advertising campaign and get a little slap on the wrist and a little fine. And whereas Jeff Olson comes up with as an activist and gets banned from using freedom of speech, gets on trial for all this, way harsher and way mean. There's way more messages done by Verizon than anything Olson had done.
Well, Verizon did 135 ads, but only 7 were left because most had been like rubbed off or washed off by the time that the city got there to clean them up, so they could only charge them for 7. But they only charged a $150 fine per ad. So they ended up paying a total of $1,050. Jeff is looking at $1,000 per drawing, $1,000 in a year each. And his were smaller. It's just absurd.
He's going to end up probably with harsher punishment than Topiary got.
Yeah.
Wow. For chalk.
But the other, now, the cool thing is, like, everybody's against it.
He's going to get more time than some pedophiles.
I don't think he'll end up getting any time, to be honest. It's just the principle of it. It's ridiculous.
It's like he's going to get more time than a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get more time than George Zimmerman.
Yep.
Ow.
For chalk. Me and my daughter were out chalking on our sidewalk earlier. And I was just thinking about how funny it was. Like, if a cop drove by, I wonder if they would have said anything.
What age do you become too old to chalk?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Oh, you didn't know? Yeah. Yeah. I believe it's 21. Once you're 21, you're too old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You're an adult. Please.
Well, a little. Wasn't
it makes sense. It makes sense. If that's what they're going off of. I didn't think about that. The guy's 40 years old. He's a grown man. He shouldn't be chalking. Come on. Get a bullhorn like everybody else, bro. Get a bullhorn like everybody else. You don't have to clean it up when you're done.
Give way.
I think that maybe if he was writing, like, fuck Bank of America on the side of the wall or something, maybe I could understand all of it. But I mean, he was writing, like, shame on you, Bank of America. Like,
no thanks.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Well, you know, hey, what?
So they said it cost them about $6,000 to clean up, and they get $45 in bailout money, or $45 billion in bailout money. I think they have enough to cover it.
I'm pretty sure they could have cleaned it up with a hose.
You know what it is, though?
It's equivalent. It's like I walked into their building and, like, had mud on my floor or on my shoes and tracked mud inside. That's essentially, like, it's the same thing. They would have had to mop it
except
up.
Except
like,
make the thing look a little better.
You know, I bet this wouldn't happen if he did it outside a local credit union.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Or an abortion clinic, apparently.
Yeah, that's another good point. Yeah. Now, what I want to know is, how is this guy getting, if this guy's got a gag order, how is he allowed to tweet about any of this shit?
That was he's
mostly retweeting.
He's using his own handle to tweet out B of A should be prosecuted instead of an occupier protester scrawling chalk messages on a sidewalk. Truthout.org. And he puts a link to truthout.org and puts Chalkgate. He doesn't put any commentary on it or anything, but I don't know, dude. It's him, and all of his retweets are all in regards to his case. So,
well, I mean, he has every right to talk about it. Like,
I know he does, but if it's a gag order, I would think it would cover Twitter too.
Well,
I mean,
maybe he's just thinking, "Hey, fuck him."
I know how this works. I know how this works. I'm a fascist myself, and. You know, what you're dealing with here with Bank of America is you're dealing with the Federal Reserve, okay? It always comes, they are one of these firms that have a direct access to the discount window. And they're getting money, free money, essentially. If the Fed could pay them to take the money from them, they would. In fact, they're probably looking into that, too. But they're running the show. And, you know, this is fascism, kids. You got a corporate government a partnership here, and you know they're scratching each other's backs, and that's how they do. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Well, also this past week was also AJ Marin in Pennsylvania that was arrested for writing Governor Corbett has health care. Why don't we?
I didn't even hear about that one.
Dude, things are so ridiculous nowadays. I swear to God, the entire fucking world seems upside down. At least if you go online and follow the news and all that shit. It's just pure insanity. Like you've got Paula Deen who's getting persecuted on a cross for something she said 30 years ago.
Right.
And then and that's considered racist. She's considered like a racist straight up. And then just the other day, you have this little this kid, Trayvon Martin's girlfriend, saying you know, testifying, saying that, you know, Trayvon said there's some cracker ass motherfucker or whatever over here following me. And they asked her straight up, do you think that's racist? She's like, no. Really? You think the word, the term cracker isn't, there's no racial undertone to that whatsoever? No. And if you watch MSNBC, they are like putting her on a pedestal, saying she's like the best witness that they could have asked for, that she was so brave and blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The fucking world is upside down.
Yeah, it's not good.
And this guy,
as far as
like 13 years, you know, he's going to end up getting, a couple of years of probation probably, and plus that fine. They're not going to reduce that fine. They're probably going to keep it at 13. You know, that won't change. He won't have to do time. He'll just have to pay $13,000.
Right.
Oh, really?
Completely absurd.
Didn't
he on for that?
Didn't he already get like a ticket or something that had a fine attached to it?
I'm not sure. But, I mean, it should have been a ticketable offense, and that's another issue. I mean, there's so many issues within this case. It's unreal. I mean, there's the First Amendment. There's, you know, the banks and the government. There's just all kinds of issues. But the taxpayer issue is definitely a big one. I mean, six out of 12 jurors that they questioned, they said, do you think this is a waste of taxpayers' money? Like, six of their hands shot up in the air. I mean, because it is. They had a fire truck come to hose off our chalk the other night, and, like, 12 officers were standing around.
If it was budget neutral, it would still be a waste. Even if it, okay, maybe if it made money for the city, it wouldn't be a waste, but it's a waste of time more than money. Seriously.
All those jurors that had to go and sit through it.
You know, we've got white men who kill black people to fucking put in jail and get on the news, dude. We should be using our courts for that, right? Generate some cash.
But no.
For the network. What?
I said no, we have to use our resources to plot the violent chalk offenders.
The violent chalk.
Apparently, those are the real threats.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out for those chalkers, man. They will fuck you up.
I'm gonna call and find out. They gave us a free speech zone, so I'm gonna see if our free speech zone still stands for Wednesday.
They could sneak up behind you, and really quickly chalk like a upside down happy face. You know, a sad face on the ground right before you got to it. And you'd see that. And that would, you know, studies have said if you see something that looks negative, it stimulates negative thoughts. So you see a frowny face on the sidewalk. That's psychological damage. You could fucking sue for that.
It's true.
I think say there needs to be a massive fucking chalking of the courthouse wherever the trial was being held out on Wednesday. That entire courthouse should be chalked up all the way around.
Well, that's where we were chalking on Saturday, and they gave us a free speech zone, which was funny because you could actually see where your free speech ended, and there were cops standing at the end of it. But I thought the irony of that was pretty good. But if we still have that free speech zone, I fully intend to go down Wednesday morning before the verdict is read and write a little message.
I always thought free speech zones were at the very minimum, at the very least, you know, borders between Canada and Mexico.
That's bullshit, dude. The entire country is a free speech zone. That's how it's supposed to be.
Could be.
They actually call it our free speech zone. Amazing.
I should be allowed to yell theater in a crowded fire.
Hang on, guys.
I got to do some chat room maintenance here. Nick is getting out of hand. I'm going to have to put him on timeout. Nick, that's right. Two minutes for scrolling. And we're back with my guests tonight, Cassandra Rules and Jack Harrer 20. If you want to join us, don't be shy. You can call in 347-826-7667. And if you want to comment on this whole Jeffrey Olson thing, I'd love to get an opinion of somebody who thinks he deserves this.
I feel like you should probably be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't
really
think it's ridiculous.
Where are the anti-Olson people? Where are the people that are supporting Bank of America? Like, if you're a customer, if I was a customer of Bank of America, I'd come out there and chalk on your ass too. Say, like, you know, I'd be chalking like fuck Occutards and shit. I'm a fucking, you know, this is my bank. I bank with these people. Don't fuck with them. They hold my money, assholes.
That's the fascism on with Bank of America.
Isn't anybody that passionate about their bank?
Speaking of the First Amendment, it doesn't apply to this chat room. And Frank the Tank has now got 2 minutes. Frank the Tank, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Frank.
I've never went in your chat room. I'm afraid of it.
Rolling. Have you seen it at least?
I looked at the log once and I like skimmed through it and I was like, yeah, no.
Need to see. Yeah, I do that as a public service to the NSA. Saves them time. Mm-hmm. What up to Free It All in the chat room? Hello, Free It All. See you in there. We've added a few more listeners since we got started. About Blank is here. Who else joined us? City of Flint is here now. Free It All and Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank, of course, on timeout. He's in the penalty box. Hammurabi's Code sneaking in there, hanging out, just laying low, taking a little snooze in my chat room. Hello, Kansas in the house. iBots is here talking shit. I guess she's not high enough to appreciate the show. I hope she takes care of that. Who else do we have? Just Another 777. Lady Zohar. Hello. And Lady Zohar's worst half, Porno Puppy in the house. Porno Puppy, welcome to the chat room. Good to see you in there. Oh, yeah. In between them, Knickknack. Knickknack, who is also on timeout. We also have Prison Reform Movement, old friend of the show. She goes back to the Summer of Lowells. She's been listening to me since back then, since Operation BART. You guys remember Operation BART? Hello?
Me? No.
Is this
I know of it.
Test. Hello?
I zoned out for a second. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have that effect on women.
Yeah, I feel like I called a phone sex line, and I'm going to have, like, this crazy bill, like, pop up on me or something.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. All right, you got me off track now. What the hell was I talking about?
People who are in the chat room.
I didn't understand anything you guys said. Operation BART. Do you guys remember Operation BART?
I know of it.
Okay. BART is the Bay Area. It's a Bay Area Rapid Transit. It's the essentially like the, it's kind of like the subway for the Bay Area. And they're going on strike tonight.
Isn't that supposed to be like a midnight thing?
Yeah, midnight tonight. That would be in about 2 hours and 7 minutes. They will be probably disabling service. I guarantee you there's going to be some drunk-ass Pride people that get marooned in San Francisco tonight. I wouldn't be surprised.
I was just going to say, it's crazy timing to do it.
Three four seven eight two six seven six six seven is the number. I've got Cassandra Rules with me and Jack Harrer 20. We're now joined by Hammurabi's Code. What's up, Hammurabi?
Shock all the things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chaka, bro.
Boom chakalaka. How many gay jokes do we want to make tonight? Because I'm pretty sure this could go on for hours.
Just anytime you think of one, just spit it out. It's fine.
Okay.
Remember Land of the Lost? The show Land of the Lost?
Vaguely recall some shit about dinosaurs and...
And there's a little black kid. He's like half ape, half black kid. And his name is...
Awesome.
And his name is Chaka.
Like
seriously.
Chaka?
No, Chaka. Here, I'll fucking Google it for you.
And as it's saying, saying earlier about A.J. Marin, he was a guy in Pennsylvania. They had a healthcare debate the other day, and afterwards, him and a group of few other people went to Governor Corbett's mansion, and he wrote, "Governor Corbett has health care. Why don't we?" And from there, charged with disorderly conduct, arrested for that for one sentence outside of the governor's mansion.
All right, here I found a meme with Chaka. Check it out. Here's a meme with Chaka. I just put it in the chat room. That's what I'm talking about. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got Cassandra Rules, Jack Harrer 20, and Hammurabi's Code with me. We've got more callers that have been waiting patiently and they want to get on the air now. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Hello, block number.
Yeah, fuck you, Hammurabi.
Fuck you, Frank.
Eat a dick, bitch.
Eat a bag of dicks and shove some chalk up your ass. You fucking... You, oh, God. I don't know if you guys know this. Frank the Tank wants to get fucked by ass-hurt MacFags in the ass. He wants to do legit reach-around situation.
That's 1 point for Hammurabi for using chalk in his diss on Frank the Tank. Go ahead, continue.
This motherfucker's about to put through Stato's folds and then suck on this nigga's bag of dicks.
Okay. Guys, what does this have to do with Chalkgate? How does this tie in?
I have no idea. I just like Frank.
Uh-huh. Anything else, Frank? Frank, are you there?
It has to do with chalk because this nigga Shadow keeps chalking his asshole all day, every day.
All right, that's enough. Thanks a lot, Frank. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I apologize, Cassandra and Jack. I don't know where that guy was coming from, but we'll get back
on
topic.
Okay, listen to your show.
Anyway, very, very excited to have Cassandra and Jack Harrer with me here tonight. We have Hammurabi's Code by my side, and now we're bringing on another caller, unscreened block number. You're on the air. Who's this? Really? That's your soundboard? That's your soundboard. All right. I'll one up your soundboard, dude.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you for calling. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got Cassandra, Jack, Hammy. We're talking about Jeffrey Olson. It's Pride Weekend. Paula Deen is a bigot. There's so much shit going on, dudes. Like, we could talk about anything. It's insane.
See, here's the thing. 2 minutes for you for not knowing, like, there's a big difference between being bigoted and racist. A racist truly believes their race is like the master race, and all races are inferior. Bigots are just assholes. So I think Paul Medin, being from the South, legitimately believes white people are superior to every other race. I mean, that, and the bitch loves butter. You can't get around that. Nonetheless, I would like to see interracial porn between Lex Steele and Paula Deen. I think he'd put that ass to sleep.
Wait, I don't know what Lex Steele looks like. I gotta look him up. Hang on.
Isn't he the one who has like a 13-inch penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
13-inch penis.
Yeah.
And hence why I'd like to see
Lexington Steele. He is.
Read his
statue. He is an award. He's an American award-winning pornographic actor, director, and owner of Mercenary Motion Pictures and Black Viking Pictures. He's the first actor to have won the AVN Male Performer of the Year 3 times. He's got a 21-inch cock. He's nicknamed the Kickstand.
Wait, it's 21 inches?
Yeah, it's 21.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you deep throw that?
No. I want no part of that.
I mean, I guess 21-inch dick could probably have it out showing everybody.
I can't blame you.
He probably needs, like, seriously, like a third pant leg.
I remember I was at, like, a porn shop once, and they had a dildo that was molded of him, and it had a suction cup on the end, and it was, like, exactly the length of my arm when I closed my fist. Like, when I held them up next to each other, they were, like, the same size, and I was just like, holy crap.
Yeah. That's what Frank, I think Frank's got the same thing. I heard him talking about it, but what he likes to do, he actually owns 3, and he puts them together in what he calls the trifecta. And what he does is just power bombs straight onto all 3 off his gay little bunk bed that he shares with his little brother, because Frank's a huge faggot.
Oh.
Good to know. Good to know.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm distracted by Lexington Steele.
Can you go ahead and bring iBots on? She would really like to be on the phone with me right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, this is where the show starts going south, guys. So, Jack, anytime you want to bail, I don't blame you. Just tell me. Don't just disappear, okay?
Okay.
And Cass, same thing with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't just quietly rage quit.
All right.
It's going to start getting bad right now. I'm just warning you. It's going to start getting bad right now. Okay.
Okay.
Danny Dantalian, you're on the air. What's going on? Come on. Danny, are you there? Hello? All right, fuck him.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. See, I told you. That this is the beginning of the end right here.
Whoop!
Intro? Oh, get the fuck out of here. No. No, nobody gets an intro. If you really want to control for the show, first of all, you gotta solicit me. There's a process to that, right? And also, dude, you were Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker, dude. I couldn't even tell what your shit was.
You have our gratitude.
No, you don't have our gratitude. No. The exact opposite. Okay, let's try another call. It'll get better. Trust me. It'll get. We'll just weed out the riffraff. It's not going to be a big deal. Okay, we got Jack, Cass, Hammy here with me. We're talking about Jeffrey Olson, and it's Pride Weekend, and Paula Deen is a Nazi. If you want to, she conspired with the Jews to do 9/11.
Question.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this Jeff guy? He's the one responsible for these gay chalk gate tweets I keep seeing.
Totally.
Yeah. Right. He's the act arrested for the chalk outside of the Bank of America locations.
Well, God knows you can't lay down chalk outside of a bank location. I mean,
it wasn't on the bank property. It was on the city sidewalk.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I mean, banks are institutions of, I mean, serious fucking business.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason our country is doing so well right now.
Yeah.
How do you make a mockery of that? With chalk work.
Yeah, do you realize that the banks are single-handedly keeping this country afloat?
Huh.
Oh.
Through the Federal Reserve, they really are. Didn't you hear this week? Ben Bernanke just hinted. He hinted. He's in a meeting. He just hinted that he might ease up quantitative easing. That's, I don't know how that happens. Easing up easing. He's going to slow down quantitative easing and stop purchasing bonds. The fucking stock market drops like 300 points.
Bomb, nigga.
Well, student loans are going up
100%
tomorrow.
Dude, you guys don't know who you're messing with, bros. Serious. Dude, facial recognition. They totally facially recognized all you guys when you were doing your chalk today. Did they videotape you guys?
I'm sure they did.
I think they got you. They got you by tit recognition. I'm pretty sure of that. Everybody else is probably facial. Yours was chestal recognition.
Awesome.
Totally awesome. All right, let's take more calls. We got a bunch of people lined up. Let's see who these people are. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this? No. Okay. Just no. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got Cass, Jack, and Hammy. We're hanging out. We're talking about Jeffrey Olson and Chalkgate. We're also celebrating Gay Pride. And Paula Deen is a homosexual. Let's bring on another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
You hung up on me last time. Don't do it
again. Oh, I didn't hang up on you, dude.
I said kisses and you hung up.
No. Hello?
I'm here.
All right, I have to put Hammy on mute. 2 minutes, Hammy. Hammy, Hammurabi's code. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for playing some background music. Technically, like trying to fucking play a soundboard troll me. That's fucked up, dude. Anyway, he's replaced by Opno Pro. Everybody, welcome Opno Pro to the show.
Thank you.
Well, hello.
Carol, I lost your phone number. I need your phone number, so get it to me by private message.
Who, me?
Okay.
Are you talking
to
me?
No, she knows private.
Oh, Cassandra? Or somebody in the audience?
Someone in the audience.
Gotcha. Okay. So, NoPro, welcome to the show. Have you been listening to anything we've been talking about tonight?
The whole thing.
All right. What do you think of this whole Chalkgate nonsense?
I think it's total nonsense. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, the charges don't, you know, equal the crime. There is no, you know, it should be community service, if anything. Kids don't get in trouble for drawing their little, you know, game that they do where they jump into the squares. You know, what are you going to do when you put one of those down?
No doubt.
So, it's, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's a total waste of financial court monies and state funds. And I'm sure they'll be kicked out of...
Waste of time.
Should be kicked out of court immediately. Shouldn't even see the light of day.
Agreed.
Very much so.
And to block the First Amendment. It's just...
You know, it reminds me of what those little girls that were selling lemonade, Vince, remember? And they got busted for not having a license.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's like
there
that.
There was a woman in New York, actually. I believe it was New York. Pretty recently. She was with her daughter, and her daughter was drawing on a rock with chalk, and the mom got arrested. And now the little girl is scared of chalk and police.
No, that's bad.
Imagine growing up with the chalk stigma.
Well, yeah. It's just crazy seeing your mom get arrested because you were drawing on a rock with chalk. As a little kid.
No, that's nuts.
The crime has been completely fixed with with $2 worth of materials. Like, get us, you know, a rag and a fucking bottle of water, and your problem is solved.
Yep. There's no damage done. That's why I don't even think a vandalism charge is fitting.
Nope.
There's not any damage. It's the same as mud. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody tracked in mud, it's no different than that.
Cops have been taught on me a few times here in Kentucky over chalk drawings, and well, the one time that they actually came, even they said that it was a waste of their time. And that was, outside of the AT&T building right after Weave was arrested. AT&T
I remember
is not
when
much
you did that.
Diet. But it's hard.
347-826-7667 is the number. OpNoPro, we missed him. I think he's calling back. I'll try to bring him back on. Hammy, I'm out. Hammy's back.
What's up, dude?
You're off of time.
Okay.
And I'm getting some nasty feedback.
No, you're not. But that's okay. I'll just self-mute. We'll be good.
All right. I'm going to take another call. Block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Zenobia.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hey. Hi, honey. How are you? Good. How are you? Oh, I had way too much fun the other night with all my chalk. Nice. I chalked up my whole town. It was beautiful. It was colorful.
Love that about you.
Well, if I couldn't get to California, might as well bring it here.
That's awesome.
Still think you should come here.
You have six?
I sent you one.
Oh. All right, I'll go check it out. I should have put it on the slideshow. My bad.
I took so many pictures. Like, I even did Ace's request, and McDonald's was covered with the word Ace.
Oh, I'm sure he loved that.
I couldn't help myself, though. I got two buckets. I was ready to go.
That used to sound like a good day.
It was a good day. Actually, it was a good night because I went from, like, midnight to, like, 6 in the morning. But, you know, still. It's chalk. I mean, you can wash it off with a garden hose. Who cares? I do not know how to protest without chalk.
$1,000 to change in chalk.
The city of San Diego cares.
Only if it's outside a bank. Not if it's outside of Planned Parenthood. That's totally fine.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's for advertising. If it's advertising, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I got to do some chat room maintenance here. Looks like Free It All wants a timeout. There you go. Free it all. Oh, shit. Hang on a second. Free it all. Boom. 2 minutes. Anybody else? Anybody else? While I'm at it. Okay, let's take another call. Danny Dantalian, you're back. What's up, Danny? No, no intros. If you want an intro, you got to be a guest, and you got to send me the audio ahead of the show. Okay? 347-826-7667 is the number. We got another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. It's Asher, matter of fact. What's happening?
Not much. We're talking about Jeffrey Olson and the chalk dust. Have you been following? I mean, chalk dust. I mean, chalk
dust. Chalk dust torture?
Yeah, chalk dust.
Yeah, I think Jeffrey Olson, I mean, he's in jail. I mean, he thought he was a vampire, for Christ's sake. I don't know why he's getting brought up again. Is he on bail? Or is he up for parole?
No, he's in Guantanamo right now.
Guantanamo in chalk.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyways, I was listening Fish Jam. This Fish Jam earlier today is just blowing my mind.
Oh, you want to hear a Fish Jam? You want to hear
a
Fish Jam?
I don't know if you heard about it, but it was like Fish just released a bunch of awesome soundboards of some really old shows for free, and like it's all like 70-minute jams and shit. I don't know if you can handle like transcendental jam lambs, but
those. Yeah.
But you know, not extreme is on top of that shit. I don't know if you can handle it.
Oh, God, not this extreme bullshit.
And not extreme.
Really?
And not extreme.
What if I told you that this guy, Jeffrey Olson, was engaging in extreme chalking?
Then I'd say he's an All-American baseball player. Top 10 in the country.
See, you like him now.
Coming at you. Coming at you, top 10 out of the country. Top 10 pitcher, All-American, Cy Young Award. He won Cy Young. Best chalker ever.
Okay, she's in the green room. Hammurabi's now on timeout. She's not in the green room. She's on mute now. 347-826-7666. That tells you what I got on my mind. I have, Jesus Christ, I have Cassandra Brules and how do you say your name again?
Zenobia. Everyone calls me Zen, though.
Zen. Yeah, I want to call you Zen. I like shortening things, but Zenobia is also very, very nice. Yeah, I'm glad to have you guys here. It's great to have you guys I haven't had Cassandra on in a long time. Sorry, I'm distracted. Asher at Rage Quit. That's too bad. Anyways, we're going to take a break. I'm going to send this song out to Asher. This is dedication to Asher. Is she still in the chat room? Is she even going to hear this? Yeah. Asher's in the chat room. Check this out. This is for you, Asher. We're going to take a break and come back with more calls. There's a shit ton of people on the line, and Opno Pro is going to be back. And much, much more. Stick around. Fish, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fish, live from the archives. Chalk Dust Torture, San Francisco, Outside Lands, August of 2011, Chalk Dust.
The Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Hey, it's Vince of the Bay, back with Cassandra, Jack, Hammy, and I believe Off No Pro. Is this Off No Pro?
Right here.
Hey, No Pro. Sorry we lost you there.
It's okay.
Okay. Hammy gets a little time out. Hammy, if I want background music, I'll play my own background music. Thanks. Why are people in the chat room so excited about Bob Barker? What happened? Did he die? Why is everybody joking about that guy?
Is Bob Barker relevant now?
I don't know how he's relevant to tonight's topic. Which is, of course, Jeffrey Olson and Chalk, the Chalkupy that's going on down in San Diego. Let's bring more callers on, shall we?
Well, Hello? Vince, it's been great being on the show, but I think I'm going to have to head on out of here.
Excellent. Hey, Jack. Before you take off, do you have any final thoughts? Do you have any final thoughts you want to share with the audience before you take off?
Yes. Talk all the things and fuck those evil lying Bank of America bastards.
On the 6th, there's a nationwide call for everybody to go chalk Bank of America, local Bank of America's, next Saturday.
Yes, find your local Bank of America and chalk the ever-loving hell out of them.
Also, I would encourage the other side, if you are a Bank of America employee, you should also go out there and chalk and, like, do anti-
Their employees probably hate them, too.
What?
Their employees probably hate them, too.
Yeah. If I was an employee, you know, there's got to be somebody there who's like cousin is like a graffiti artist and can go out there and just fucking ass whip on all these chalker pieces of shit.
Well, have a great night, Vince. Have a great night,
right.
Cass. Thanks for having the show.
Right on.
Night.
Cheers, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. I wish I had that sample right now. I would totally. That would be great. Talk about intro and outro music. That's what my house band would be playing. All right. So we still got Cassandra, Hammurabi, No Pro, and I think we lost Zen, but she's got to be one of these calls coming up. So let's hit or miss. Here we go. Block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to say fuck Hammurabi, and I want to get on this chalk shit. But, everybody thinks that chalking isn't against the law and that it's all right, blah, blah, blah. You know that shit costs the taxpayer money for y'all to have it cleaned up. And y'all are supposed to be occupied 99%. Let's not cost the state so much money, blah, blah, blah. And Cassandra Norwalk says he's got a candy crush on you.
Oh. Well, tell him I said hi.
Hey, folks, if you're having trouble with the player, I've noticed this. I've listened to some other shows and had some issues. You can either call in or Skype in and listen to that way. You don't have to, as long as you don't press 1, I won't put you on the air, but you can listen. If you're having issues, there's always that. It's 347-826-7667, and there's a little Skype button up at the top of the page there. Double-click on that and call in via Skype. All right. Let's take sorry, Cassandra, did I cut you off?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Wait, no, that's no problem. Sorry. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Howard, man. Where's my fucking money?
Oh, my God. It's Ace, everybody.
Oh, by the way, I've heard you have a couple porn stars on the show tonight.
Yeah, you missed one of them.
You going to make him sit on the thing?
What? What are you talking about? Oh, Sibian? I don't have a Sibian. I wish I had a Sibian. I would get one for the show.
We're actually going to borrow the trifecta from Frank, and we're going to have her power bomb on her ass onto the trifecta.
I guess
Eiffel Tower.
Hey, you're not going to pull any of that extreme bullshit out of my show tonight, are you?
Extreme power bombing.
Hey, Vince.
What?
They come to Anon Extreme.
Is there an IRC for Anon Extreme already?
No.
I don't know.
There can be.
In before there is one. All right, guys. I really would love to chat, but I got more calls to take. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Did you get me back?
You're back. He's
yay! Back. I'm so excited.
All right, you're back. We have added a lot more people. It's getting crowded in here.
Oh, no. But I was wondering about the thing on the 6th. I didn't hear about it.
There
what
is
thing
one.
Six? What thing on the 6th?
On the 6th, this Saturday.
This Saturday, there's a big call for everybody to go and chalk their local Bank of America.
Oh.
I'll chalk you.
Why are you, there, how are you endorsing committing crimes?
I'm not saying there's a call for it. It's been posted all over Facebook, apparently, but I'm not on there. So I just heard about it through other people.
If people on Facebook don't commit crimes, you know, it occupies not a big ass crime itself.
Well,
you need to join the 1%. Fuck the 99%.
I wasn't an occupy person. I couldn't go camp out for a month.
Oh, it'd be awesome, but I would need a shower.
Big ups to Miss Gordo, who's also was in at the chalk thing, and she's in a picture there in the slideshow, which all those pictures are pretty much from Cassandra. Thank you, Cassandra, for letting me put that in the slideshow. So Miss Gordo tweeted chalk, the gateway art supply, and then Erie_Edge says, don't you know that shit will turn you into a vandal? Yeah, let's do the vandal, man. It's going to be on the record, bro. What if there are federal charges on top of this? Wouldn't that be fucked?
Be a chalk terrorist. Well, he's only getting charged.
Wait a second. We have reason to believe he's not working alone. This could cut deeper than we thought. All right, we're going to go deeper on the panel then. I got more people wait anxious to get on. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Oops. No, you're on the air. Who's that?
Oh, Vince, I was calling in from Maple Syrup Sec. I'm just calling in. R.I.P. Mandela. R.I.P. Bob Barker. We'll miss that nigga. You know, he was the shit. And I just want to do a shout out to Bob right here. Oh, that nigga dead. But more importantly, Mandela, fuck, that nigga held out, man. But he's cool. But, you know, I want to do another shout out to Bob. Oh, fuck. I miss that nigga already.
Rest in peace, Bob.
Rest in peace, Bob Barker. All my maple syrup niggas. I love all you motherfuckers. American sex.
Yeah, dude. Bob died today.
American sex niggas, stop stealing our milk bags. We're going to come for you. Maple syrup sex, we coming. We coming south the border.
I know where you can find them.
Dude, Bob Barker is still alive, dude. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you lost that one. Okay, you know, is that you, Nick? Are you doing that? Are you doing that, Nick? Okay, how about this?
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Nick, you get a little time out there. All right, we got to move along. Let's go to this other call. Caller, you're on hold now. You're not. Who's this? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Caller. Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Darko, man. It's Darko. Hi.
Darko.
Man.
Hey, what's up, Darko? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much, man. Calling in your show. I've never called in before. Maybe like
That's
once
awesome.
Before a long time ago. Wanted to get in the mix and mingle a little bit.
Yeah, hang on. I gotta mute some people. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, whoever that was. Wait, no. No, that's you, Darko. Yeah, that's Darko. Darko, you got some hideous background noise, dude.
What do you want?
So, anyways, never mind. So what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Not much. I just wanted to call up and just... is that better, the background noise?
Yeah, that's a lot better, actually.
Sorry about that, man.
Although, I'm hearing a little bit of echo, but that's okay. This is better.
Well, yeah, I'm also calling from a few different relays. I just wanted to call up and I'm over in a hotel right now. I just wanted to call up and talk to people on your show. I just wanted to shoot the shit a little bit, that's all.
All right, man. So what's on your mind? What do you want to say?
Not much. Who's on here right now? Who's called up right now?
Who isn't? Let's go down the line. We have Cassandra. What's up, Cassandra?
Not much.
Thank you for hanging out and being a sport with dealing with all the crazy callers and stuff. It's just retarded. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But you put up with it, you know?
It's been fine.
And it was great to have Jack Harrer 20 on as well. He, you know, calling from the East Coast. I know he was past his bedtime. His name is, after all, Jack Harrer 20. So I don't know how he's missing the 4 in there, but whatever. That's probably already taken. All right. We also have Hammurabi's Code. Hammy, what's going on, man? How are you feeling about things right now?
I'm feeling pretty good.
except for that goddamn maple syrup shortage. Those fucking snow niggers just keep jacking up the prices on legitimate maple syrup. They come onto your show, they piss and moan about the embargo on maple syrup, and I'm pretty glad you just kick them right off. You're just like, fuck that shit. I don't want to hear about your maple syrup problems. Get the fuck out of here. And I'm behind that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need their excess propaganda, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Why propagandize the maple syrup industry? I mean, Jesus Christ. There's enough corruption in the maple syrup industry as it is. Everybody knows this. It's well documented. It's run by the Jews. The same people who did 9/11 are fucking with maple syrup prices. Don't come to America and harass us about taking your milk back.
Paula Deen is in there, too. She was part of it also.
Well, that goes without saying. I mean,
she conspired with the Jews to do a 9/11 with the Saudis and
why?
The CIA. I don't know. Yes, yes, and Gentile. What was Trayvon's friend's name? Nicole Gentile or something? Nicole Gentile. That's like her porn name. That's not even her real name. Come on. Okay. Crickets, I guess. Anyway, let's take a...
I'm not following that case at all.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't matter. We're almost done. We got 20 minutes left. This is going to go by in no time. I got a shit ton of people that I have to put back on the air, so here we go. Omnopro, you're back. How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, it's an interesting topic.
Shocking. The last frontier of civil disobedience.
I guess our mayor commented on it. Miss Gordo is texting me to say something about it.
Well,
she refuses to call in.
You text with your mayor?
No, Miss Gordo.
Oh, Miss Gordo. No. Oh, sorry. I thought you.
Yeah.
She should be my mayor. Jesus.
Yeah, she should. I agree.
She's also,
but she texted me. She wanted me to say something about that.
For those of you watching in the chat, in the slideshow, there's a pic in there of Miss Gordo with Cass right in the slideshow. So, lovely ladies participating in a little bit of friendly civil disobedience. I mean, it doesn't hurt anybody. Show me the victim.
I guess the mayor called out the judge and said that it was absolutely ridiculous, and the judge said that the mayor has no business getting involved in a case, so they're having a little dispute going on. All over chalk.
That's crazy.
Then we have another blocked number. Caller, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, caller? Hey there. I forgot who this is. Hello?
Yeah, this is Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. Okay, there we go. Frank the Tank is back. What are your thoughts right now, Frank? What are you thinking?
So I heard you say a minute ago, show me the victims. The victim is my wallet paying for motherfuckers to have to clean up after y'all's chalk. The difference between the adults who go and chalk on the sidewalk and the children who do it at home is the fact that kids at home, their parents clean it up and it doesn't cost the city any money for them to do it. The people who are chalking just to do it to be an asshole are costing the city and the taxpayers money. It's not taking any extra time, anything out of anybody's day. They're going to fucking...
Well... You're talking about something that can be washed away with a light rain. I mean,
realistically, you can go out with a broom. It's in a drought right now.
You can't wash away the scars that'll last forever from seeing your peace signs and your well wishes.
I don't know.
The things that he was drawing weren't very big. You do it for no point, though. You do it just to say fuck you to the mayor.
Yeah, why not?
Show me the victims. The victim is my wallet, my taxpaying money for y'all.
Yeah, but it's also B of A. It's also B of A.
You don't even have a job, Frank. What are you talking about?
B of A is kind of the victim here, too.
The streets are hard work, Tammy. The streets are hard fucking work.
No doubt.
I mean, it could be a ticketable offense, and I don't think it would be. I don't think people would be that upset if it was a ticketable offense, where they would get their money back by a small fine. It's the fact that they did a whole jury trial for this guy.
I say charge the motherfucker with a felony. You go to a jury trial for a misdemeanor B. That's a small fine if you just pay the fine. Everybody's entitled to a jury trial. That's the person who's being charged that wanted to go to the jury trial. That's their dumbass fault.
Anywho, we got more callers to bring on. We got Ace in the place. What's up, Ace?
Yeah, what's up, Howard? I just want to say, you know, I work professionally with Chalk if anybody needs some free shit. Not even lying. That's what I do for a living, man. I have, like, thousands of pounds worth of chalk in my job.
Ace sells chalk.
I do.
Wholesale. You get it wholesale from them. No, like
$285 a bag.
Totally slashed prices. This is like.
I'm just shocked that $480 $285 per bag.
What if I want a metric ton of chalk?
That would be probably about $350.
I could
That's
buy
correct.
A
That's
ton
correct.
Of chalk for $350.
Yes, you can.
I don't need chalk.
Yeah, well, I don't either. But
you don't need to draw anything with it. You can just lay it down at their front door.
No, I think we should sentence people to like 30 years for fucking with chalk.
Did somebody just open the cupboard in the kitchen? Is somebody getting a snack?
That's me, and it's actually my alcohol cabinet.
Okay. Do you have any snacks?
No.
I'm
getting
kind of horngry. I'm getting kind of horngry.
I got something we could
I'm horny and hungry at the same time right now, dude. So who better than to devour than Zen? Welcome back, Zen.
I'm good. I'm thinking about ice cream now.
Oh, yeah? What flavor?
Vanilla, of course.
French vanilla?
But it'd be an ice cream sandwich. They'd have chocolate around it, so that's kind of confusing.
I thought you liked the black ice cream.
Black ice cream? You need chocolate? Black, like licorice-flavored ice cream? What are you talking about, black ice cream?
No.
Like Paladine ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now comes the Twitter after dark. Woohoo!
Really? Should I look at my feed?
This is not Twitter, dude. This is
not yet, but I will tweet
you
in a minute.
Don't mix. You should not mix social media. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, just
I think
just
Miss Gordo is calling in. By the way,
is she? Oh, great!
Yeah.
I can get my staff on.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we got to take more calls. Then let's take more calls. Shit, we're going to find it here. Caller, you're on hold. You're not anymore. Who's this? Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
This is Miss Gordo.
Miss Gordo.
Hey. What's happening?
Welcome to the show, Miss Gordo. Nothing. We're here talking about this whole chalk thing. Have you been listening at all?
I have. You guys make me nervous. That's why I wasn't calling in. Because all the scary trolls.
Oh, no, they're gone. They got bored. They're gone.
Okay, good. I just wanted to call in and talk about the chalk a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you're still talking about it.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
I wanted you to call in and not talk about the chalk.
What are your feelings about the chalk?
No, Miss Gordo was there, dude. She's in my slideshow with Kat. And so she's got something to add to this. Go ahead, Miss Gordo.
my problem with it is that if you know, it's not only a freedom of speech issue, but it's also like an artistic issue. So you know, you're talking about like graffiti, and you know, there's a moratorium right now on paid murals in Los Angeles and also San Diego. So you know, once you know that starts to go, like you know, we're going to just be left with ads everywhere and like no art, and that's what really bothers me.
When did
chalk? I think Blank Walker.
It's a slippery slope. It's totally a slippery slope. It's like, what's next?
Right. Exactly. When does chalk become a freedom of speech?
Yes. When did chalk become freedom of speech?
Well, I mean,
you riding and graffitiing on public property and costing taxpayers money become an issue of freedom of speech?
Well, in terms of costing taxpayers money, I mean, I just think that's a non-issue. I mean, we're talking about, like Cassandra said, like,
it's a non-issue, but that's what Occupy is all about.
It's a light rain. I mean, and what really did it cost the you know, the taxpayers to send out all of those cops? What is it going to cost the taxpayers to have these trials? When you're talking about a little bit of water and a broom, I don't know if you saw the pictures of the chalking, but it was literally what he did was probably about 3 feet by 4 feet an area.
I don't care what the dude did. The fact is that the chalking costs money, like you said, costs to send the cops out.
And trials don't cost money. This has nothing to do with the chalking period.
If you're going to charge somebody for chalking and they're going to fight it, that's their choice.
They're fighting it because the city attorney is taking money from the bank. That is why they're fighting it. This has nothing to do with him chalking. This has everything to do with the city attorney, Jan.
This has everything to do with him chalking.
I mean, are you familiar with the case? Are you familiar with the case and the politics that are happening in San Diego?
I want to say something.
I could care less about the politics in San Diego.
Because that's really what it goes back to in this particular case. In the broader cases of chalk, like, you know, like Cassandra said, there was a 4-year-old whose mother was arrested for riding on a rock in a park. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean,
that's
I think you're arguing for the sake of argument right now, which is fine. Like, I'm all for, like, a dialogue. But just to say, I mean, that I just don't agree with the fact that this, you know, that it's costing taxpayers money. When we're looking at the bigger picture is money is being, how many thousands of dollars are being spent
on cops going to overtime because y'all motherfuckers want to chalk and they have to sit there and watch the person spray
it off.
But
what are we supposed to do?
Y'all are going to re-chalk
it up. We can't stand outside with signs. We can't.
Y'all need to get arrested. That's what it is. Y'all need to get arrested. I mean, if you're going to cost taxpayers money, they might as well go
He did get arrested.
You're going to cost taxpayers money, you might as well go 100% of the way with it. You might as well arrest him.
And that's what he did. He got arrested.
The full extent of the law. Exactly. And that's perfectly just for the crime that he did. That's like saying, oh, this dude murdered somebody because, well,
13 years? You think 13 years is reasonable for writing, you know, a comment about banks?
I honestly think he should get the death penalty.
This is why I didn't want to call in. I can't deal with Ari. If you want to have an intelligent dialogue about this, that's fine. But if you want to just argue to say, you know, for the sake of argument, it's completely different. If you want to joke around about something that doesn't have to do with this issue, I'm all for that as well. But I'm not going to sit here and have, like, this stupid discussion with you about him getting the death penalty. That's ridiculous.
I'm so sorry I told you to call.
I mean,
yeah,
We can joke about anything else. Like, I do have a sense of humor, but about this, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's asinine. I'm sorry.
I love you. You know, you really...
So I'm sure that I'm going to get, you know, total trolls now, so, and I should have never called in, but that's fine. That's fine.
No, you... I think
there's nothing wrong with what you're saying.
What?
Vince, I'm really glad to see that you're running the non-extreme IRC channel. I appreciate your help.
I am.
Yeah,
as
that's good to know. I had no idea that was. Oh, they finally leaked that out. Who revealed that? That's kind of not cool. Hello, is this on? 1 2 1 2. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what the fuck you're asking.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Nick is back. What's up? Oh, come on, give me a break, dude. Fuck, dude. I don't appreciate the soundboards. Call back without the soundboard, dude. Darko, you're on the air. Who's this?
Darko, what's up?
I mean, good answer. Good answer, Darko. It is Darko.
Well, yo, Vince, man, you got me running around with my head chopped off. I don't know if I'm muted or if I'm not muted.
No, you're totally unmuted now, dude.
You're playing games over there with the switchboard. You're like Bob Barker in his prime.
No, 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 no. I'm more like Il Duce. I run this show.
Well, you know what, really?
Benevolent dictator.
So they were arguing about Occupy Wall Street over there? About what's their deal? I mean, really, Occupy Wall Street has cost the taxpayers a lot of money.
No, this is Chocupy. This is something totally different, dude.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not into Occupy at all.
If you put it all together, Occupy has really done anything, but the only thing that Occupy has done is gotten a select few people rich, and it has made the government a lot of money. That's all. That's all it's really done. Personally, that's just my opinion. I think, you know, I'm not a part of Anonymous, but I think Anonymous has actually gotten some things done. Personally, some things done. I don't know what's going to happen to them in the long run, but that's my take on the whole spiel.
All right, appreciate it. We've got we're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to ending the show.
No,
Howard.
What?
I just got to say, Gordo's ass looks fantastic. If anybody was wondering,
really?
Based on this voice, if you need to know, I can help you.
Can you DM me? DM me that, bro.
I'll do that.
Who is this? Is this?
Don't worry about it.
It is, isn't it? You're so bad.
Shh.
So fired. Okay.
Sounds like you're gonna have
a mighty girl. I got shot for all you from
a fired up.
So fired.
Miss
Gordo is me, by the way. I'm just saying.
About Blank in the chat room, and he says, chalk is a federally controlled substance. I did not know that.
Hey. Chalk really is a federally controlled substance, believe it or not.
Is it really?
Yeah, we have to go through all kinds of federal shit to sell this shit to people.
That's correct. All right, let's take another call. We're running out of time. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, God. Seriously.
Nick, is that you? Nick, are you going to talk or are you just going to play that soundboard?
Hey, remember to get your dog spayed or neutered, bitches.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the calls tonight. Oh, my God. All right. Let's go around the horn one more time. Give final thoughts. We're going to start with Hammurabi's Code. Final thoughts, Hammy.
Shove chalk up Frank's ass. Cassandra Rules has incredible tits. I know nothing about Ms. Gordo.
Oops.
Vince of the Bay is the mastermind behind Anon Extreme. And any and all future hacks, they may or may not can. Don't.
Lies.
Don't try to mitigate risk.
Lies.
I see you're the head of the IRC channel. I see that shit. Don't try to hide from it.
Joking,
I also know you're the leader of the
Russell League. But I may or may not have had insider knowledge. I don't know.
All right. Those are my thoughts. Good night.
All right. Appreciate the call, dude. Frank the Tank, your final thoughts, quickly.
Yeah, fuck you, Hammurabi, fuck the Chopsy Pies, and Darko, I need you to summon some demons for us tonight.
Okay, And we'll throw it to Darko then. Darko, final thoughts.
What did he say? I didn't hear what he said, though.
What'd you say, Frank?
I said, I need you to summon some demons tonight.
Shit. All right, Darko, your final thoughts.
I really think people should just settle down and enjoy themselves. Maybe learn about bicubic resampling. I think people should just learn stuff, you know, maybe about frequency division and duplexing and all these cool scientific things that Vincent DeVay talks about on his show, because his shows are just so filled with insightful things. I love all you guys. And once again, smoke crack, do drugs, and take Xanax, and hail Satan.
Perfect. Appreciate the call. No Pro, final thoughts.
Good show. I enjoy the conversation when it's real.
No doubt. I agree. Always appreciate it, No Pro. Ace, final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm actually working with Vivid Entertainment right now to secure a film of Cassandra Rules, Gordo, and Zenobia called Twitter Gone Wild. If you need some information, DM me.
A director for that film.
If any criminals need any fucking chalk, you know, hit me up. I sell it in big bags, slurry shipments, rail cars, paper bags, whatever you need. I got it. Sends you straight to federal prison.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thanks. Zen, your final thoughts.
Go have fun with chalk, act like a child, and don't go to jail. Ace, I absolutely adore you, and give me a call about that movie. And Cass, you're my girl.
Love you.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What'd you say, Zen?
I said, Vince, I love you too.
Aw, thanks, Zen. I appreciate the call tonight. Miss Gordo, your final thoughts.
Go paint some walls. Go chalk some sidewalks. Cost the taxpayer some money. Blank walls are a crime. That's it. Thank you so much.
Love it. Thank you. Appreciate your call. And last but not least, Cass, your final thoughts.
Chalk is awesome. Send me nudes. That's all.
Perfect. I'm just saying. Oops. Whoa. Hang on. Some technical difficulties here. I'm Vincent DeBay. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceDeBay. I'll be back, maybe not tomorrow night. I don't know. Sometime soon. Until then, peace out, yo. Check out Vincent DeBay on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceDeBay.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force of the beginning.
night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Thank you very much.